In this edition of Dear AFA, partnership bids closed, responsibilities while on standby, melting ice, be alert, stay safe. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 30th, 2013, and this is Michael Ramirez, Council 25 Volunteer, reporting. Partnership bids closed. Bidding for partnership flying closed today, July 20th, at 0800 Central Time. Advanced Schedule Planning is completing the review of the partnership bids, and after a review to determine domicile need and cost effectiveness of the partnership program, in the aggregate, will post the awards. Awards are scheduled to be posted tomorrow, July 21st, 2013, by 1700 Central Time. Responsibilities while on standby. This past week, we discussed new automation changes to Unimatic as they relate to on-standby assignments. Remember, no changes have been made to our contract or the way on-standby are being handled, except that programming has been added to Unimatic, which replaces the manual process traditionally used by scheduling to ensure the availability of adequate on-standby resources during specific time periods. We are including a timely review of the responsibilities associated with on-standby. When reporting for standby, a reserve must check in with the crew desk or in-flight services duty desk, as determined by local procedures, upon arriving at the airport. A flight attendant on standby reserve shall be released from standby duty no later than 4 hours from the time she or he reports for duty, or will be assigned an ID that departs no later than 5 hours from the commencement of the duty period, otherwise known as the report time for the standby period, except if the company is in a drafting situation. As an illustration, a reserve assigned on standby at 1600 can be assigned to a flight that is scheduled to depart no later than 2100 or earlier. In a circumstance where the flight to which the flight attendant is assigned later becomes delayed past the 5 hours, the standby reserve is obligated to stay with the delayed flight up to the maximum duty time limitations applicable for the time of flying assigned, domestic or international. If the standby reserve does not receive a flight assignment within 4 hours of reporting for on standby, she or he should be blocked out with the crew desk to be released. As an example, a reserve assigned 1600 on standby who is not given assignment by 2000 during the 4 hour standby period should then contact the crew desk to be released. Standby reserves not given a flying assignment receive 5 hours flight pay and credit, sections 10.C.9 and 10.G, for the duty period that are released for legal rest. For a comprehensive article on all aspects of reserve, please review our Reserve Survival Guide. Melting ice. In United's new beverage cart packing and tools document, dated July 1st, management announced, among other changes, the removal of dry ice from the liquor drawers and has replaced it with wet ice with increased weight of the ice from 4 pounds to 5 pounds. We continue to receive a good deal of feedback that this change to the way these carts are being packed without dry ice is resulting in the ice melting and ice water spilling out onto the galley floors, creating a safety hazard in some cases, which could result in slips and falls for both passengers and crew. If you encounter a hazardous situation with melting ice, please submit a FASRS or an OSAP report identifying the safety concern, providing specific location and details in your documentation to help get this issue resolved. Be alert, stay safe. We know that there have been many changes to our day-to-day operations onboard the aircraft and our work environment since the beginning of United's merge. As safety professionals, we meet these challenges head-on, successfully every day. We provide a commitment to excellence in the performance of our duties for our airline, our flying partners, and the passengers in our care. It's always a good reminder to stop, think, and review to ensure that all safety duties are accomplished. Safety is our priority, especially during those periods, which there are so many competing interests for our attention. Being aware of our surroundings, boarding positions, exit row seating requirements, FARs, and door arming and disarming are but a few of our safety duties we focus on, often all the at the same time. Recently, there have been an increase in inadvertent flight deployments. While there is no single cause for this, it's a good time to ensure arming and disarming your doors is the foremost in your mind and is given your undivided attention. Be alert, stay safe. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.